keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
All right. Steve, we're showing on a Thursday. Just looking around, making sure I'm not missing anything. Checking on it. Mike is on the line, on the hotline, the Common Sense Hotline from Schwartz Creek today. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you. The one question I have, and I haven't heard anybody even talk about it, is what happened, talking about who's going to pay for what on the new health care program. What happened to the $700 billion they took out of Medicare? I mean, I'm 73, and I wasn't happy about that. I'm still not happy because I don't know where the hell the money went.
Yeah. You know what? I'll bet they don't either. Because that happened in a previous administration, and I don't mean to be glib or flippant about it, but the fact of the matter is that money's not coming back wherever it came from, wherever it went. It's gone. You know that, Mike. And so so this is where I get a little bit confused, because today there's a new budget out. You know people on the left are going to go crazy, and, well, he's cutting this, and he's cutting that, and he's doing this. The fact of the matter is we got to make some trim somewhere because of how reckless the last actually, the last two administrations were when it came to finances. Not just Barack Obama, but George W. Bush spent money like a drunken sailor, too. No offense to our people in service. But it's true, Mike, and we've got to find some ways to figure that out. But you know what? That's a good question that I'm going to kind of dig on the next time I have a congressman as to what happened to that money and how we shore up the whole system. Is that fair? All right, then. Greatly appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for calling in. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. If you'd like to check in today. I'm going to Tom Hodges now, Ford dealer of connectivity at Ford Motor Company. Ford and Panasonic are testing out an industry first here in Michigan, a smart service kiosk from Ford. Not sure what that means, but Tom Hodges, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. The connection is breaking up a little bit here, but I think we can get through this okay. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sounds like you're at work already, which is good. So tell me about this automated system and what it'll mean for me in a service system.
Yes, sir. It's a unique combination, Steve, of a large touchscreen with some mechanized hardware in the background, and in between those two is a very sophisticated software engine that's kind of the brain of this kiosk. And in short, it allows you as a service customer to have an alternative method to drop off your vehicle for service, as well as be able to automatically retrieve your key using the kiosk after the service work is done. And there's a credit card, credit and debit card reader built into the kiosk. So if you have an open unpaid service bill at the end of the process, you can even use the kiosk to close out your service bill when you're done.
So basically, so it's all clean and easy and saves people time and effort, it sounds like.
I'm really sorry. If you can hear me, you've broken up to the point where I can barely hear you.
I will try this one more time, Mike, and then we'll try for a better connection next time. It just makes it easier on the customer, yes or no? All right. We'll just drop that. I don't know where he is. It sounds like he's inside a Ford Motor Company vehicle, like inside it, like the motor portion of it. At any rate, we'll get back to him. Don't worry about it, Alex. We'll get that figured out. Going forward. Let me see if there's anything you've missed today. I just want to run back through and see that we've gotten everything we need to cover here. At the FBI, top FBI official under scrutiny today, because last year his wife's campaign contributions from a Hillary Clinton ally did not get disclosed during her run for office. The records obtained through a Freedom of Information Act show that FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe left the box empty where his wife, Dr. Jill McCabe's salary should have been. She's a doctor with Commonwealth Emergency Physicians, and she also ran for state senate, and she also got nearly $500,000 from Terry McAuliffe, who is now the governor of the state of Virginia. And it's pretty shocking that that was never disclosed, and he is now the number two man at the FBI. Well, he's being investigated now. We'll see where that ends up leading, because obviously that's not going to fly. You've probably heard by now that the travel ban has been blocked by a judge in Hawaii as another activist judge has stepped up to prevent Donald Trump from his plenary power. As the president of the United States, he does have the right, the power to dictate who may come and go from this country. But for the second time in a short period of time, we have a situation where a judge, an activist judge, has stepped up and blocked the president from doing what he thinks is right. This time it's U.S. District Judge Derek Watson. That is an Obama appointee. And he ruled after a hearing yesterday that the plaintiffs, the state of Hawaii, and a Muslim leader showed a strong likelihood to succeed in their lawsuit against the ban. They argue that the policy violates the Establishment Clause. I have no idea how that's even possible, and proves irreparable harm. Why? Because 70 people were not able to travel to Hawaii in 2016, is what he's saying. And all this ban does is temporary. It's a 90-day ban. And this kind of pushback from activist judges should be frightening to even Dan Kildee, Congressman Kildee, a Democrat today, said you need to be very careful about how far these judges go when they infringe on the powers of the president. But make no mistake, these judges think that there's no check and balance on this judge because it's part of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So if the Trump administration goes back and says, we're going to take this to court, the same Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is going to uphold the temporary restraining order, is going to block the ban. And what you have is, by effect, are judges doing the job of the legislature and the executive branch. There is no check. The courts have become far too powerful to enact their own legislation, if you will. Far too powerful. So we'll be talking about that going forward. And plus, tomorrow's conversation as we get deeper into this budget from the president put forth today. A lot of conversation about the budget and how that money's going to be spent. By the way, if you need to get a bracket filled out, you've only got a couple of hours left before games tip off for March Madness. So get that handled. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.